sexuality and employment. When looking at issues of sexuality within employment, an intersectional approach would recognize that one must pay attention to all forms of employment, addressing issues not only within the public sector but also in the private sector, focusing not only on formal but also on informal modes of employment. While the public and the formal sectors are usually required to adhere to certain conditions, rules and regulations by the government, the private sector may not be uniformly and/or adequately regulated for human rights, labor laws, and policies on environmental concerns. On the other hand, informal forms of employment typically fall outside the purview of regulations because page 6 of multiple factors including, but not limited to, the size of the enterprise, not being registered, atypical jobs, casual, part-time, or home-based. 9. This makes those employed in the informal sector, particularly minority and marginalized communities, more vulnerable. Informal sectors of employment often function without regard for human rights, work and health safety regulations, labor laws, health and hygiene regulations, policies and programs on prevention and addressing of sexual and other forms of harassment at the workplace, as well as policies and programs on prevention and addressing of any kind of discrimination against people. Various research studies highlight the overrepresentation of women employed within the informal sector, as well as unfair compensation and the lack of benefits towards women within this sector. 10. Quote, the choice of sex work as a legitimate form of work must also be recognized and respected. Sex work and soliciting of clients for sex work must not be criminalized, as is the case in many countries within Asia and the Pacific. End of quote. Employment opportunities must therefore be open, accessible, and non-discriminatory towards all people irrespective of age, caste, class, ethnicity, religion, disability, citizenship, sex and gender identity, sexual orientation and gender expression, HIV and other health status, and/or marital status among others. Women in reproductive age are often discriminated against with employers denying women jobs for fear of them getting pregnant once employed, and therefore claiming maternity entitlements including maternity leave, breastfeeding breaks, space, and others. Studies conducted between mid-80s to mid-90s also point towards discrimination in employment towards LGBT people, with 16-68% individuals reporting some form of discrimination during their lives, including being fired or denied employment, denied promotions, or given negative employment appraisals, being subjected to verbal and/or physical abuse, and being paid unequally. 11. Discrimination must be prevented and addressed not only during a person's employment but also during processes of recruitment and termination. Efforts must be made through the enactment and implementation of effective anti-discrimination policies to prevent discriminatory practices of rejection on the basis of one's gender, caste, disability, HIV status, marital and/or parental or pregnancy status, as well as on the basis of one's perceived or stated sexuality. In addition, there must be legal avenues for aggrieved people to seek redressal for unfair treatment during these recruitment and selection processes. The choice of sex work as a legitimate form of work must also be recognized and respected. Sex work and soliciting of clients for sex work must not be criminalized, as is the case in many countries within Asia and the Pacific. Choice of sex work as work must also not prevent them from accessing other means of employment and legal aid. Efforts must also be made to ensure that no one suffers sexual or any other forms of harassment at the workplace. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission (EEOC) defines sexual harassment as unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, and other verbal or physical conduct of a sexual nature constitute sexual harassment when this conduct explicitly or implicitly affects an individual's employment, unreasonably interferes with an individual's work performance, or creates an intimidating, hostile, or offensive work environment. 12. Sexual harassment at workplaces must be strictly addressed with proper and adequate redressal mechanisms to address such abuse. This must be done specifically ensuring the rights of marginalized communities, such as women, transgender people, and people living with HIV and AIDS are protected. Conditions during employment must also be made fair for all through the introduction of policies on leaves and compensatory allowances, including maternity and paternity leaves 13 irrespective of their marital status and/or sexual identity. Adoptive parents, including single parents and gay parents, could also be included within the purview of this policy. Health, including sexual health and well-being of all employees, must be a focus area for the organization, including attention to allowances, leave and employment benefits. This includes, among others, access to a healthy and hygienic work atmosphere with clean and accessible toilets for all people, spaces and time for breastfeeding women, sanitary kits for menstruating women, and health insurance with coverage for sexual and reproductive health issues, including for abortion, contraception including vasectomy and tubectomy, childbirth, hysterectomy, and treatment for reproductive cancers. These insurance and health policies should, however, not be restrictive in terms of people's marital status and/or gender identity and sexual orientation. Page 7. It is necessary for organizations to draw up a mechanism for grievance redressals for people working within the organization, in case they perceive a violation of their rights. While all benefits and compensatory measures would need to be commensurate with the organization's overall policies and availability of funding, it is important that the overall work environment should be inclusive, respectful, and non-discriminatory for all